Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Detroit.
Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Detroit, Michigan, and the Detroit Pistons pregame show. I am David M. Allen, and I'm feeling great today. Hope you had a great holiday, a great Thanksgiving. Many a turkey comas going on around America. You probably woke up eating turkey sandwiches, and or if you were like me, you woke up this morning and you ate pie for breakfast. With a cup of coffee, you know. Felt like I was in a cafe or something this morning. And a lot of you probably did the same thing. Or some of you, you know, probably got a little, you know, tapped into your inner fat self and and had dinner for breakfast. Went full-fledged. And tonight at 7:30, live from the Palace of Auburn Hills, we have a game tonight. We have a stellar opponent coming to town in the LA Clippers, and they're 14-2. And they're out here kicking ass and taking names and boasting the best record in the Western Conference. And they're here to take on our hometown Pistons, who are 7-9 and lost 4 of their last 5 games. And you know, keep in mind, 3 out of the 4 losses weren't blowouts. You know, they lost by 3 points or less, so it could have went either way. And a lot of those losses had to do with little things, basics, boxing out, you know, defensive rotations, maybe making an extra pass and not getting caught up in hero ball, things of that nature. Today they're gonna have to be on their A game, and I say that because the Clippers have shooters. You have to worry about JJ Redick coming off of screens. You have to worry about if they let Paul Pierce in, he can still hit a set shot. Wesley Johnson can shoot a little bit. Blake Griffin has came into his own, so he's here now. He's arrived. He's not just some regular athletic power forward anymore. He's knocking down 20-footers regularly. He's doing what he must. Obviously, Jamal Crawford, the one-on-one king. And you have maybe the best pure point guard, the best throwback point guard in the association right now in Chris Paul. The best pure passing point guard since, you may can say, the last time we had one. Jason Kidd actually was a pass first point guard, so I won't go all the way back to John Stockton. But this little guy is tenacious, and he's still going. Over a decade deep in the league, and he's still going. He's still going strong. He's killing it. And he's not letting up. And that's going to be a hell of a matchup between Chris Paul and Ish Smith. I'm pretty sure he's going to take Ish Smith to school. Ish isn't going to know what to do. All that erratic play that Ish does from time to time, that's not going to work out today. Ish is going to have to bring it. Ish is going to have to play good defense. Ish is going to have to play under control. And I know some of you who seen the last matchup a few weeks back, maybe 3 weeks ago, are wondering why I have yet to mention that game. To be honest, I was trying to avoid talking about that game directly, but talking about Ish Smith made me realize, you know, I can no longer avoid that ass whooping that happened last time. Oh my God. I mean, it. It was brutal. Last game, Ish Smith only scored 2 points. He was 1 for 9. Only 3 assists. Andre Drummond was held to 15 points, 12 rebounds. Tobias Harris, the Pistons' leading scorer, only had 12. Marcus Morris had 10. There was no real help out there. KCP scored 1 point. He was 0 for 6, so that 1 point obviously came from the free throw line. There was no help off the bench. And yeah. Well, the Clippers they did dominate. They whooped ass, man. And JJ Redick had 20. Chris Paul had 24. Even Austin Rivers had 11. You let fat ass Raymond Felton score 10. Blake Griffin only had 13 points. And they still dominated, you know? Still. He had 10 rebounds. DeAndre Jordan had 10 rebounds. And they controlled the boards. They controlled everything, really. And it was just bad all the way around. Oh, man, what the fuck was the score? Damn. Fuck. All right, so I'll be heading into this fucking part two. Clippers. Mm-hmm. Why don't you love me? Yes. Where the fuck is the schedule, man? Last game, the Clippers dominated. It was 114-82. And yeah. But on the bright side, if there's a silver lining in an ass whooping, that wasn't the only ass that got whooped by the Clippers this year. So I guess we can all take solace in that, right? We weren't the only victim. Big ass sigh. The Clippers are long and rangy. All that penetration into the lane, you know, twice on a single possession. All that getting in the air and trying to find somewhere to pass it. That's not going to work here. That'll get you blown out. Again. I seen a stat from ClipsNation.com that stated the Clippers haven't lost to the Pistons in 5 seasons. Go ahead and let that sink in. 5 seasons. This is as good a time as any to break that streak. The Pistons have to get back on track. They have to make up ground. You know, the half-assed basketball that was going on and the not being on your A game every night, it's time for that to stop. The NBA season is young, yes. But there's plenty of ground to make up already. 7-9 is not good. Being ninth in the Eastern Conference is not good. I have some stats I want to run down. Some stats I wouldn't dug up this morning because I don't have one of those. What do you call them? Crack staffs. Bunch of people running around getting stats from me at a drop of a dime. One man army. The Pistons are only scoring 97 points per game. 97. That's 26 in the league. Opposite is the Clippers, who are second in the league, scoring 110 points per game. Now, personally, I realize that the Clippers are only giving up 97 points a game, but on the flip side of that, Detroit's only giving up 96 points per game. So this could be a low-scoring affair. This is either going to be a blowout or it's going to be a low-scoring affair. It's going to be one of the two. If the Pistons are crisp on rotations, if the Pistons play solid perimeter defense, this can be a low-scoring affair, and they have a fighting chance. I realized as a team, the Pistons only their field goal percentage is 43%. That's it. It's bad, but on the flip side, that the Clippers are second and with 47%, so it's not the biggest difference in the world, but 43% just still doesn't. Just field goal percentage is just horrible to me. It's anywhere in the 40s to me is just, I don't know. I want to see 50 or better. That's just me. But as a team, I realize that's not going to happen really. But the defensive rotations are going to have to be solid. There's going to have to be ball movement. All that hero ball has to stop. On a bright side of that, on a bright side, and if you want to look for a silver lining, the Pistons are playing fairly good defense. They only give up, like I said, 96 points a game. Teams are only shooting 34% from three against Detroit, and teams overall are only shooting 47% against Detroit, and that's second in the NBA right there. 47%, that's pretty good. That's solid Stan Van Gundy defense. They are gritty when need be. It's just sometimes they tend to slip and sometimes they lose mental focus. And that's when losses come in. I think one thing that kind of bothers me is your leading scorer is Tobias Harris. And nothing against Tobias. I love Tobias as a player. I grew to love his game. It's quiet. It's reserved. It's refined, if you will. But he will be best served as maybe a second option. So I get it, Reggie. When Reggie comes back, he'll probably end up being the leading scorer, maybe, when his team comes back. Or when he comes back. But you really need a real scoring threat. So Tobias scores 16 a game. Andre scores 14. KCP scores 14. Marcus Morris scores 14 per game. Which tells me it's a team effort. As far as scoring goes, it's a really balanced team. You just don't have a real threat on the offensive end. Hence the 97 points per game. So again, there's good news and there's a bit of bad news. Bad news is you have a back-to-back. You have to face the Clippers tonight. Then tomorrow you turn around and you face the Thunder in Oklahoma City this time. The good news is that after the Thunder, the schedule gets a little bit easier. You know, arguably, it gets a little bit easier starting tomorrow, depending on who you ask. And I say that because last time the Pistons played the Thunder, Thunder got blew out. However, right afterwards, the Pistons went on a 4-game losing streak. So, maybe the Pistons can handle business this time around, going a little bit of a streak. And it gets a little bit easier. You know, there'll be, after tonight, you face the Thunder on Saturday. Then you get a few days off because you begin a 4-game, you know, road trip. And the Pistons are abysmal on the road. They're 1-7 on the road. They'll face the Thunder, Hornets, Celtics, Hawks. Those four are on the road. However, it's, you know, up and down as far as the competition goes, because Celtics are good, the Hawks are good, the Hornets are okay. I don't think that good record they have will last. Then you have the Magic, the Bulls, the Hornets again, the Timberwolves, the Sixers, the Mavericks, the Wizards, the Pacers, the Bulls, the Grizzlies. All winnable games leading up to this big challenge December 23rd against the Warriors. But in between then, those games are very, very winnable. And there's no reason, by the time you get to the Warriors, the Detroit Pistons should be above 500. Should be a couple of games above 500. And Reggie Jackson is almost back. The cavalry is on the way. And by this time in December, we should be looking at the Pistons in full strength, and we'll see what we get there. Personally, I feel like there needs to be a trade before the February 23rd trade deadline, but that's just me. We'll see. As far as tonight goes, the Clippers are best when they're on the open floor. However, surprisingly, the Pistons only give up 10 fast break points a game. That's it. Overall on defense, I suppose they aren't too bad. Like I said, they're only giving up 96 points per game. Teams are only shooting 34% from three against them. Teams are only shooting 47% field goal percentage against them. I mean, the problems are mainly on offense. I mean, as a team, they're 32% from three, from distance. They only have a team total, a team average of 43% field goal percentage. They only score 97 points per game. And a lot of this is attributed to, if you ask me, myself personally, they don't have anyone to really depend on as far as scoring. And that's why I think Tobias will be a great second option, maybe even a great third option. Andre Drummond could be a great first option, but, you know, his guards let him down all the time. They fail to get him the ball when he's open or when he has position down low. He could easily score 25 points per game in this league. He can easily dominate like Shaq used to. He's bigger than everybody else. But he'll go, you know, 4, 5, 6 possessions a game without touching the ball in this new shot-happy league that we have right now. I've never seen anything like this in my life, where everyone just wants to play one-on-one. Everybody just wants to shoot. Everybody wants to glory. Everybody thinks they're a great shooter all of a sudden. Big men really have to fend for themselves a little bit. DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers is lucky. He tends to set really good screens, and he rolls to the rim hard. Thus, he gets lots of alley-oops. He gets lots of, you know, passes down low. He's athletic as hell. Plus, he has, like I said, the best passing point guard in the league. Chris Paul doesn't miss opportunities when a man is open. Rarely misses opportunities. If you're open, most likely you're going to touch that rock. Pistons, they don't have that. Maybe when Reggie comes back, but Ish is just a little, his game is a little erratic, so. This is a tough one to call, but I have to give a prediction, and I need the Pistons to right this ship. So I'm going to say Pistons by 2, and I'll see how I fare. I'm good with that prediction, so if you don't like it, fight me. This has been David M. Allen, a.k.a. The Dave. For the Pistons pregame show, I'm out. Peace.
Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's go home.